Chapter 2, The Enchanted Forest. As Peter ventured deeper into the island, he found himself enveloped by the whispering embrace of the enchanted forest. Coconut trees loomed overhead, their gnarled branches reaching towards the sky like skeletal fingers clawing at the clouds. The air was thick with the heady scent of moss and decay, and strange sounds of woodpeckers echoed through the shadows, the voice of unseen creatures watching from the darkness. Despite his fear, Peter pressed on, drawn by a strange compulsion that seemed to pull him deeper into the heart of the forest. As he walked, he noticed that the flora around him grew wilder and more fantastical, with colorful flowers blooming in riotous profusion and strange vines twisting and twining around the ancient trunks of the trees. Suddenly, a flash of movement caught Peter's eye, and he turned to see a small figure darting through the undergrowth. Intrigued, he followed the mysterious creature, his heart pounding with excitement as he chased it deeper into the forest. After a time, the figure led Peter to a clearing bathed in soft golden light. In the center stood a majestic tree, its branches laden with glowing lanterns that cast a warm and welcoming glow over the area. And there, sitting beneath the tree, was a group of beings unlike any Peter had ever seen. There were the forest sprites, tiny creatures with delicate wings and skin that shimmered like moonlight. Their faces were wreathed in smiles as they danced and sang, their laughter ringing through the clearing like silver bells. Peter watched in awe, entranced by the beauty and magic of the scene before him. One of the sprites, a girl with eyes as bright as stars, caught sight of Peter and beckoned him forward. "Welcome, friend," she said, her voice like tinkling chimes. "You are a long way from home, but fear not. Here on the Isle of Whispers, you are among friends." And so, Peter found himself welcomed into the company of the forest sprites, who taught him the ways of the island and shared with him the secrets of their magical realm. Under their guidance, he learned to speak to the animals that roamed the forest, to find his way by the light of the enchanted lanterns, and to commune with the spirits that dwelt in the ancient trees. We appreciate your support. Tune in for fresh episodes every week. Let's keep the conversation going. Join our community, subscribe, and grow with us.